picked up this week for us. Good morning, sir. Would you state your name and ABC number for the record?
Eddie Carr, 42224.
Okay, Mr. Carr. I believe that the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will be conducting your hearing at this time, sir.
Mr. Carr, can you hear me?
Yes.
Just give me a moment to get our paperwork in order, our rosters, at least kind of float a little bit. Just 1 second.
All right.
Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Eddie Carr, 122-24.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning to you.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on the warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 3 days ago. I see that you signed your form on November 17, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you in the room. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. Again, we only have a two-member panel today. With me is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, who will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Carr and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Carr, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine whether you violated the conditions of community supervision. And keep in mind, there's a separate vote for that. And phase two will decide whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions in phase one. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Sir, according to the warrant of arrest, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about August 8, 2017, as verbally directed on July 25, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you had absconded from supervision. Mr. Carr, is this true or false?
True.
Sir?
True.
Oh, okay, pardon me. The phone cut off just a little bit. Based on Mr. Carr's admission, I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Thank you. Mr. Carr, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. You'll have a chance during this phase to speak with the board in detail. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly. Mr. Osborne, if you will.
Yes, sir. Mr. Carr was released from DOC custody on June 16th of 2017. He was arrested on October 13th of 2017 by the Graham County Sheriff's Office on his Chicago warrant status, and was returned back to our custody on October 16th of 2017 with 66 of Fagundes, with a community supervision end date of March 21st of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1996, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. 1999, theft, 15 months. 1999, aggravated DUI, 6 years. 2002, aggravated DUI, 2 years. 2006, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. 2010, disorderly conduct, 1 year. And 2011, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. He has had 7 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-3, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 3. There's no STG or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1997, earned release of Goddard, 12 days, returned to custody, reached CSEP. 2000, TIS of Goddard, 1 month, 13 days, returned to custody, reached CSED. 2003, TIS completion, 3 months. 2007, TIS completion, 4 months. In 2012, TIS of Goddard, 36 days, returned to custody, reached CSED. He has a significant disciplinary history with drugs, multiple thefts, and assaults with a weapon noted. And since his return, had issued a write-up on November 10th of 2017 for disrupting counter out of place, and on January 10th of 2017 for positive or refusal of UA. Other arrests, 2000, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2003, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2003, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2004, marijuana violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2004, marijuana violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2004, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ felony conviction probation. 2009, misconduct involving weapons, AZ felony conviction probation. And 2012, parole violation, states AZ pending charges for AIMS. And he has a community risk score of G5V6.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Carr. I'm going to go through a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like you were approved to live with your mother, Connie Carr, 2096th Avenue, Safford, Arizona. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Is that where you lived for the entire time that you were on community supervision or outside of the prison system?
Yeah.
We don't have any record of you being employed. Were you working at all?
Just side jobs.
It looks like that you were directed to obtain substance abuse evaluation and treatment. It looks like we don't have any proof that you attended substance abuse counseling. So I'll begin by asking that you were missing from community supervision for 66 days. What were you doing during that time, sir?
I told them that I couldn't. I was having trouble getting back and forth over there. But then my uncle had a stroke, so I went to Tucson with him and was in a TMC hospital with him over there. And then when I came back, they arrested me.
Okay, sir. What happened that caused the Graham County Sheriff's Office to make contact with you when you were arrested on your abscond warrant?
I got pulled over.
Pulled over for what, sir?
The paint sticker.
Understood.
The tag on the paint.
And for those 66 days, why didn't you make contact with your parole officer?
Nah. I guess I just figured they already violated me.
Have you had an ongoing problems with drug abuse, sir?
Yes, sir.
What's your drug of choice?
Heroin.
Is that a problem you're still struggling with? Have you detoxed?
I ain't struggling with it right now.
Well, thank you for being honest with the board.
It's an ongoing problem.
Okay, so I'm going to ask my fellow board member and board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, if he has any questions for you.
No, sir. You've asked most appropriate, sir.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Carr, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. This is your hearing. Is there anything else you would like to share with the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself.
No, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Carr, the board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but it is the two board members discussing the case amongst ourselves before we come to our individual votes and make a decision regarding your community supervision. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll get back to you shortly. Thank you, sir. Mr. Board Chairman, this is an unfortunate case in as much that Mr. Carr has a pretty extensive history with the Department of Corrections, as well as a history of absconding. I think this is his fourth time absconding from community supervision. And with respect to the support of his family in Safford, he made reference to a family member who was ill. He did not maintain contact with his parole officer. And based on the totality of the case, I'm not finding him suitable for continuing community supervision. But that's where I'd like to begin the discussion.
Well, I do agree with you. I think he had just made contact with his parole officer about those 66 days, then he would not be here today. But that did not happen. That's why I agree with you, sir.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information in warrant number 2017-W2901, a discussion with Mr. Carr, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Carr was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, or was about to lapse, no criminal lawyers or company. Inasmuch as he absconded from community supervision, we could not account for his activities outside of the correction system, and he did not follow up with his substance abuse program, and that is my motion.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Carr, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about March 21st, 2018. That is a little more than 3 months away. We encourage you to take advantage of the remainder of your prison sentence to put together a plan for your safe return to the community in March. And we do wish you success. When you're released, you will no longer be under community supervision. You will not have a parole officer. You'll be free to pursue your own interests. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And we want to thank you for appearing before the board today, sir. Thank you.
All right.